The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, currently texting her husband, it's Professor Beth Oljar.
I just got like 8 billion texts from United Healthcare because I was having a conversation with a virtual agent to make sure Drew's virtual colonoscopy would be...
Virtual colonoscopy?
Wow. Yep, it's basically a CT scan.
That's a good thing to be virtual.
Yeah, I would say so.
Preferable.
We're going to let you get back to your healthcare, which is perfectly fine.
I know. How do you follow that up?
Yeah,
I
mean, exactly. Professor Dave Chow is here.
Feeling squirmy. Pleasure to be here.
Dave, what kind of virtual medical procedures have you had
I'm
lately?
I'm not having any at the moment.
I got the envision that a colonoscopy was taking place over Zoom. Like, that's the way I read it. Like, that's the way my brain heard it.
Well, that would be interesting.
Who does the... over Zoom?
Ooh. Making some very appropriate and yet gestures. Professor Mara Livesey.
Hello.
I was going to say, like, how was the first week? But I think that wraps
it
all up.
And then turn in the right direction.
About where I am after week one.
Oh, my
gosh. I just kind of got that.
Oh, my gosh. You should have told Tim by the third time, you're like, I got this. Like, I heard what you said the other two times. Like, I can, you know what I mean? His presentations went well. The students have a basic understanding at this point.
They have a basic understanding of what community-engaged learning is and how it's supposed to be a two-way street.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Good.
Excellent. Yeah.
Where are they going to be? Give us one example of where they might be headed to this fall.
So a lot of the students that I place are going into either Hamtramck High School or Detroit School of Arts.
Got it.
Nice.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
What are they going to do there?
Generally act as parapros, so help teachers in classrooms because, you know, they have more kids than they can handle.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, classroom management is challenging, so having an extra person there in the room to help manage, to help tutor when needed.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, that's wonderful.
Very, very cool.
Very helpful.
Very cool. Look at the workforce jumping out there, doing good. Professor Jim Tubbs is here. You wear whatever you want to, whenever you want to. Okay. I mean, I would have said that
so
about
long
you
as it's
anyway,
plaid. So, you
know. Well, not necessarily. Got stripes, too.
Yeah.
Oh, do
you? You are a pattern guy, though. You are a pattern guy.
Do you have florals?
Hawaiian?
Not that I can remember. Oh, I've got Hawaiian shirts.
There you go.
There we go.
Account,
yes,
account
definitely. Yep.
Anything Paisley? Okay.
Well, I was just thinking about asking that question.
Bingo.
I like
Bingo.
Paisley.
Had my Paisley tie on yesterday.
It was pink.
It was not.
It was pink.
Bright orange.
No. Was his jacket salmon pink yesterday, or was it orange? Because I think it's salmon pink.
What day was yesterday?
Thursday. Thursday.
You looked at him for an hour.
I did, but I was not paying attention.
I got an orange jacket. At least I thought it was in the sun, but apparently it's pink.
It's salmon pink. It is a gorgeous shade of pink.
Professor Daniel Maxwell is here with us today.
Yes.
The judger of colors.
Yes, mm-hmm. The judger of colors.
Madame Pantone herself.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I have to bring out those Pantone colors and hold it up to this jacket.
So how was the week? You're in the big lecture hall with all the 1070 students.
I am. You know, 40 students in a lecture hall. You know, one day the lecture hall did not have a handle on it and public safety came over to unlock the door and they tried and they just turned around and they're like, door's not going to open. And I was like, let me into that classroom next door. So we moved class that day to the room next door.
Wait, the door wouldn't open?
The handle wasn't on the door because a key broke off in the handle, which happened, you would think, only once on this campus, but no, happened twice in the biology building and the chemistry building this week. And then after class, the chair goes, well, you know about the secret entrance to that classroom. No, I don't know
the
about
window?
The secret entrance.
Now you do.
No, there's a secret emergency entrance / exit. Now I know about the secret entrance to the room.
Danielle, if all else fails, take the hinges off.
I'm just going to do this again, Stephen. Professor Stephen Manning is here. Like, think of the things that you're missing. I mean, seriously.
Don't miss it a bit.
Yep,
you know, I wondered the first year I wasn't teaching, I wondered, because I love the first day of class in the fall.
The excitement.
Yeah. The excitement, and I'd get all nervous, and new students, and great.
It's like a Broadway play.
The kind of privilege of, the privilege of doing this, and I would always read the first chapter of Don DeLillo's White Noise, which is students arriving on campus with their parents with station wagons and mm-hmm. stuff on the roof of the station wagon. I always sure. read that to prepare.
Sure.
I don't do that anymore. So
aww.
I'm missing that.
There's something to
I miss. I yeah. miss reading DeLillo. Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The first chapter.
Professor Heather Hill, day one. What's going through your brain and heart?
She was copying syllabi.
Hemoglobin.
I don't know. What, I'm sorry, what?
Like, how do you feel right before, right on
oh,
the first
nervous.
Day of classes?
Very yeah. nervous.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, always, always.
No
always.
Matter how many years you do it, it's yeah. like first yeah. meeting yeah. with new group of new students.
Yeah. Yep.
It's the good adrenaline rush. That's all.
Are they going to yeah. fall asleep? Are they going to pay attention?
Do I have to throw something?
I'm going to go on a limb and study a film at least. There's nobody falling asleep in that class. I mean, that class is fun, right? I mean, you're doing fun stuff.
Well, I got one comment from our evaluations, mm-hmm, our SROs, mm-hmm. saying that some I don't too many of the movies are old.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Oh my God. How old is too old?
Could like, be 5 years.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You know.
Some of the westerns.
Yeah.
Well, I remember walking into an ethics class one day, and a student who was very vocal was sitting on the front row and says, "Why are we reading all of this stuff about all of these old dead people?"
Yeah,
and I said, "Well, I wasn't aware there was a shelf life on ideas."
Yeah.
When they die, the idea dies.
Because these old dead people might actually have something to tell you.
It's mm-hmm. called wisdom.
Yeah.
Well, she was talking about Kant in particular.
Oh. Heather, what's the most recent movie that you'd be showing this semester in the film course? Like closest to 2025.
Get Out.
Get Out.
Oh, okay.
That's yeah. really recent.
It's not like you're teaching like non-talkies or something like that.
What's the oldest one?
The Adventures of Robin Hood from 1938.
Oh, Errol Flynn?
That's
a good Buckling one. Of Swash.
Yep. Yep.
Olivia.
38, that's about an 80-year spread.
Well, you know, it's been a long time since we had anybody send us questions about swashbuckling, but if you want to, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. Send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. So this is kind of a big deal.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
The last line from great literature, the very last sentence. Mm. So can you ID the title?
Oh, boy.
Some easier than others.
The end.
Got it.
Got it.
I got that one.
So we beat on Boats Against the Current.
The Great Gatsby.
Born back ceaselessly into the past.
That is 100% The Great Gatsby. It is my favorite book.
Mm-hmm.
That's, wow. I've seen a couple versions. I haven't read the book.
Oh.
I've seen a couple I don't like the story. There are absolutely no characters in that story that I think are redeeming or interesting.
That's why I love it. It's
They're
so
not
different.
The most likable. That's true.
I just like the fashion sense. That's
but all. It is one of the greatest book covers of all time.
Yes.
That is pretty good. It's a fairly short book, so maybe you should just suck it up and do it.
Just focus on the green light at the end of
it. I don't want to.
Okay.
Yes, the green light.
How about, after all, tomorrow is another day.
Gone with the wind.
Do, 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 do.
Which is actually,
that plays out of the book.
There's a book? Oh.
He turned out the light and went into Jem's room. He would be there all night.
To kill a mockingbird.
Jem woke up in the morning. Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. Waked up in the morning.
After Jem got hurt.
Yep.
Got beaten up.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Now that is a great book.
Mm-hmm.
And movie.
Eyes and faces all turn themselves towards me, and guiding myself by them, as if by a magical thread, I stepped into the room.
The Chronicles of Narnia?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
Mm-mm. I mean, I give it away by even giving the author, Sylvia Plath's...
The Bell Jar?
It's The Bell Jar, yes.
There's a great scene, and we're watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel again for like the sixth time, because I can watch it over and over. At the end of one of the episodes that takes place in France, this woman who's an expat, she's an American living in France, says to Midge, "Let me give you the name of a psychiatrist. She's done wonders for my friend Sylvia Plath."
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, that worked out well.
Yeah. Depends on how you define wonders.
Yeah.
And well.
Speaking of messed up.
And ovens.
The creatures outside looked from pig to man, from man to pig, from pig to man again. But
Animal Farm.
All
Animal
Farm. Was impossible Animal to Farm. Say which was which. No, that was a headline from today's New York Times.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the White House?
Okay, for a second I thought you were right. Serious there, but...
Well, it's pretty close.
Well, not too far off.
Very few castaways can claim to have survived so long at sea as Mr. Patel, and none in the company of an adult Bengal tiger.
Pie? Oh,
yeah, Life of Pie.
Yeah. Life of Pie.
I'll say the Tiger in the Boat movie.
It sounds like Jim's Last Cruise.
Movie. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yep.
Great CGI.
But wherever they go, whatever happens to them along the way, in that enchanted place at the top of the forest, a little boy and his bear will always be playing together.
Winnie the Pooh.
House at Pooh Corner is what it's referred to. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. This like turns my stomach. 8th grade, 1988, all over again. The old man was dreaming about the lions.
Wayne Font story.
What would you be reading in the 80s?
Oh, God. Why would this be 8th grade literature?
The old man was dreaming about the lions.
I read Anthem in 8th grade by Anne
When
Rennie.
I say it, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh. But
what, like a Billy Butt? No, that's too... Not 8th grade.
It literally turns my stomach. It was so boring. It's the most boring thing I've ever done in my life. Read The Old Man in the Sea. Oh, God. I hated that book so much.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Not a Hemingway fan or just that story didn't grab
me? I think that story didn't grab me. Let me just put it that
Santiago?
Way.
Santiago?
Yeah, Santiago and Juana. Okay. He loved Big Brother. Okay, that's the biggest giveaway
1984?
Ever.
1984. Easily, yep. Yeah.
It's not often that someone comes along who's a true friend and a good writer, and Charlotte was both.
Oh, Charlotte's Web.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're all over this.
Well, it said Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That giveaway.
It wasn't a Bronte sister, so.
It's funny. Don't ever tell anybody anything. If you do, you start missing everyone.
Catcher in the Rye?
It's The Catcher in the Rye. Oh, yeah, that's right.
There's another book I just do not get all the hype about.
I didn't either. I don't like it.
Man. Never read it.
I don't like it at all.
Me neither. Yeah. I just thought, this kid's a jerk.
It's for
he's an idiot. It's written
for preteen boys, is what I think. And so if you're not one of those, you're not going to like it.
Still didn't like it, but yes.
No, even when I was a preteen boy.
Let's see how many words I have to say this one. It's a far, far better thing than I do.
Great.
Tale of
I mean,
Two Cities.
Tale of Two Cities, Ben Dickens.
Yes, than I have ever done. Yes. Far, far better rest than
Tis
I go
far,
to.
It's a far, far better thing I do.
Okay, I know that from Star Trek 2.
Sidney Carton.
Oh God!
Heather's laugh is cracking me up.
It's because it's Bones like gives in the book. Putting on the riffs through Young Frankenstein. This is how she gets to.
It's all about avenues.
McCoy gives Kirk a copy of
Tale
of
A Tale
Two
of Two
Cities,
that's
and
right.
That's what I remembered from.
Later on, he will understand how some men so loved her, and that they did dare much for her sake. This one's going to be tough.
Jane Eyre?
This is a book that is in the golden age of the novel. It is written sort of all over the place in terms of letters that people wrote each other about things that were happening, and you kind of have to put the timeline together.
It's an epistolary.
It is a masterpiece of what people at one point called, modern horror. It is probably the baseline for modern horror.
Frankenstein?
Laura?
No, it's not Frankenstein.
No, like...
Dracula?
It's Dracula, yes.
Oh,
Dracula.
Okay, I was thinking it's one of the two biggies.
It is a great book.
Yep.
It really is.
Someone told me something the other day, because especially in my old age, I've become pretty much obsessed with The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Predates Dracula by 15 years, so it's actually the original horror is American.
That's Have you watched cool. the TV show, Sleepy Hollow? Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, I loved it. Max stepped on his private boat, waved goodbye, sailed back over a year, in and out of weeks, and through a day, into the night of his very own room, where he found his supper waiting for
him. Where the wild things are.
Yeah, Maurice Sendak.
I was like, why did I just read this?
Because you have a child.
That's right.
Yep. I'm going to do my best to read this one without giving too much away. But I don't think us feel old at all. And us is so happy.
Huckleberry Finn?
Matter of fact,
Tom Sawyer.
I think this youngest us ever felt.
It's not Tom Sawyer or not?
Peter Pan.
How about Whoopi Goldberg in the movie? That gives it away.
Oh, Color Purple.
Color Purple.
I was gonna say, yes. Sister Act? Two?
No. Not Sister Act.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
The View?
Gosh.
Oh.
But that is the beginning of a new story, the story of a gradual renewal of a man, the story of his gradual regeneration, of his passing from one world into another, and his initiation to a new unknown life. That might be the subject of a new story, but our present story is ended. Absolute classic novel.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Nope, but you're playing in the right realm there. I've never actually read this. But
Three Musketeers?
I may have read a comic book of it at some point.
David Copperfield?
A graphic novel. No, you know what that is? It's Crime and Punishment.
Oh. Yes. Dostoevsky.
Mr. Dostoevsky.
Mm-hmm. Green Lantern had a novel?
Oh, my girls, however long you may live, I can never Little wish women. You a greater happiness than this. Little Women.
Such a great book.
I'm so glad to be at home again. Everything's turning into the movie version of everything.
Gone with the Wind again?
Nope. Is that The Wizard of Oz?
It's The Wizard of Oz. Yes. Yeah, that's right. The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The last line in Gone with the Wind is, tomorrow is another day.
Oh, yeah. Right. There was the hum of bees, and the musky odor of pinks filled the air.
Sounds like fried green tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe.
I mean, in terms of like that being an inheritance from this original, very classic literature, you're think oh. start moving backwards and you'll get there.
Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm.
There was a hum of bees and the musky odor of pinks filled the air. I'm trying to think of like the best way that I can give.
Is it a Southern novel?
I don't know because I've never read it. Don't hurt me.
I'm not going to hurt you.
It was
much.
Kate Chopin, I think, wrote it.
Kate Chopin.
Oh.
I'm trying so hard. If we can't get it, then I have to say it was The Awakening. Yeah, sorry. Mm.
Nice.
Sorry. I tried.
That's okay. I said it at the same time as you. Yeah. So.
The scar had not pained him for 19 years.
Oh, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
All was well.
I was going to say Lion King? Oh. Wrong scar. Oh, my bad. Oh, wrong scar.
He was soon, we've already heard this one as a guess, but he was soon borne away by the waves, lost in darkness and distance.
Moby Dick?
Mm-mm. The entire, not Huckleberry Finn, the entire book actually takes place with someone telling a story on a boat, which is weird because we don't think about it that way.
Robinson Crusoe?
You mentioned it, and you mentioned a movie that's coming out about it very, very soon.
Frankenstein. It's Frankenstein.
Let's see. Ooh, scary. And the ashes blew towards us with the salt wind from the sea. This is, everybody says that it's Alfred Hitchcock's best movie.
The Birds?
No, not that.
I was going to say Fahrenheit 451, but that's...
What did you say, Jeff?
Vertigo.
Nope. One word
Rear
title.
Window?
Psycho? Woman's name.
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca.
Is, yes.
Okay.
I was going to say, stuff. Organic Chemistry?
I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I like the book, too.
This is going to be hard, but I think we can get there because everything is dystopian future in our lives these days. Are there any questions? Is the last line of the last book of what very famous series that a lot of people are using as possibly a guide?
Handmaid's Tale.
There we go.
Great. Because we're living in Gilead.
Because we're living in Gilead. Yes.
Fantastic ending.
Mm-hmm. I ran with the wind blowing in my face and a smile as wide as the valley of Panshare on my lips. I ran.
Panshare.
Usain Bolt story. Oh.
The Kite Runner?
It's The Kite Runner, yes!
Nice.
Yeah, wow. Very good. Wow. Very good.
That was
she
a hard book to read.
She does teach literature, so like she knows everything.
No, I don't.
She's got it all.
I absolutely do not.
Curly and Carlson looked after them, and Carlson said... Now what the hell are you supposed to eating them two guys?
Of mice and men.
Yes.
My husband said that was the only book that ever actually made him cry.
Oh, yeah.
Of Mice and Men. Yeah.
Horrific.
He's a big Steinbeck fan.
And then, while the pretty brunette girl finished singing, he buzzed me through like I was someone who mattered. Think Meryl Streep movie with Anne Hathaway. Prada. It's The Devil Wears Prada. Yes.
They are. I didn't know that was based on a book.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, it's like Kramer versus Kramer?
I've seen some of the pictures of Marilyn Anne and Emily Blunt from the clothes.
They're
look awesome.
Running across the street.
Yep.
Oh, Florence Foster Jenkins.
In yes. 4-inch heels. In 4-inch heels. I keep telling Drew, like, I don't care what you're seeing on the screen. You cannot run in heels that high.
Seriously. How about he turned away to give them time to pull themselves together and waited, allowing his eyes to rest on the trim cruiser in the distance.
Cruiser.
There was enough context clues there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A classic of middle school, high school. Mm-mm.
No. That's such
the cruiser is a boat.
The cruiser
yeah.
is a boat.
Yeah.
Like so, your car.
Yeah, thank you. I your think.
Car. Your boat.
The boat is coming to an literature. Island.
Is that like...
Island of Dr. Moreau?
Is this the island where the boys like murder
oh.
you?
Oh, Lord yes. of the Flies?
Lord of the Flies.
Oh. Lord of the Flies.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a bad one. Mm-hmm.
She looked up and across the barn and her lips came together and smiled mysteriously. It's a classic.
You keep saying that.
Yeah, I know. All of them.
I love these
okay,
books.
That's
I
not Charlotte's Web.
No, it is
not. It's not Animal
that's
Farm.
That's not where the wild things are. Got it. Okay.
It's not Animal Farm either. So.
Say it again.
She looked up and across the barn. Her lips came together and smiled mysteriously. This is another classic about the Dust Bowl.
Grapes of Wrath.
Grapes of Wrath. Yes. There we go.
Horstein okay.
couldn't get into it either.
Yep.
The movie was
that was hard. Yeah. Yeah. When the pig eats the baby, that's, you just think, no, I'm done.
Beautifully shot movie.
Rose of Sharon. Ooh. Rest assured, our father, rest assured, the land is not to be sold. But over the old man's head, they looked at each other and smiled. This is not a book that I have read, so I don't know how good I'm
going to
be.
Willie Loman?
Why did I bring this
Death
one up?
Death of a Salesman.
No.
This isn't the old man in the sea, is it? No, we had that already.
I'm pretty sure it was Willa Cather who wrote.
Oh. My Antonia?
No.
Okay, that's it for my Willa Cather knowledge.
It was The Good Earth.
Oh, The Good Earth.
That was Pearl Buck.
That's yep. Pearl S.
Oh, Pearl my bad. Yep. My bad. That's, I
blame you.
Have done it.
It's your
yep.
bad. We blame you. Yeah.
We get credit.
That's right.
This stone is entirely blank. The only thought in cutting it was the essentials of the grave. There was no other care than to make this stone long enough and narrow enough to cover a man. No name can be read there. It's a very, very bitter end to a long epic by Alexandre Dumas.
Count of Monte Cristo?
Mm-mm.
It's good not guess. The Three Musketeers, is it?
Mm-mm.
20 years after?
We're getting there.
The Man in the Iron Mask?
What am I saying, Alexandre Dumas? Contemporary. It was Victor Hugo. I'm sorry. Now you know what it is.
Les Miserables?
Les Miserables. Okay. I'm an idiot. It's tough to do this after a long week. Okie dokie. Slowly, very slowly,
isn't
like two unhurried compass needles. The feet turned towards the right, north, northeast, southeast, south, south, southwest, then paused. After a few seconds, turned as unhurriedly back towards the left. South, southwest, south, southeast.
That was a long sentence.
Yeah,
it is. I was going to say, how many commas are in that thing?
Mm-mm, it's not Moby Dick. It's an absolute classic of...
Another classic.
Modern sort of science fiction. Like low science fiction?
20 Leagues Under the Sea?
No,
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
That's a good guess. That's a guess. Good guess.
Dune?
I don't want to embarrass myself with authors anymore, so I got to be really careful. It's Brave New World is what it is.
Oh.
Sorry about the compass. I got to light out for the territory ahead of the rest because Aunt Sally says she's going to adopt me and civilize me. I can't stand it.
Huckleberry Finn.
Yes, that's right. Old father, old artificer, stand me now and ever in good stead.
Ew. I know, another classic.
It is. An absolute classic
by
what some people say is the greatest writer of the English language of all time, famous Irish writer.
James Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Ulysses?
It's not Ulysses.
Portrait
of the Artist as a Young Man. That is it. You got it. We got the list there. Leslie would be very happy that I brought up God's in his heaven, all's right with the world, whispered Anne softly. Her favorite books growing up.
Anne of Green Gables,
oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure the Diary of Anne Frank didn't end that way.
No, wrong Anne.
No.
Wrong Anne.
But in spite of these deficiencies, the wishes, the hopes, the confidence, the predictions of a small band of true friends who witnessed the ceremony, were fully answered in the perfect happiness of the union.
Oh, that's Emma.
Emma ends that way. That's right. I was going to say Clueless, but, you know, we're close enough.
Emma, Clueless, yeah. Frozen, whatever.
One bird said to Billy Pilgrim, Poodweet?
Slaughterhouse Five.
Yeah. Slaughterhouse Five. Disturbing stuff, yes.
That was a pretty good book.
Might I trouble you, then, to be ready in half an hour? We can stop at Marcini's for a little dinner on the way. One of the only true novels written by this writer.
So this is primarily a short story writer?
I would say short story, I mean, more like novella, looking back. This is actually where I sort of cut my teeth reading when I was younger. I don't think I'm giving too much away by saying it is the only novel in which Sherlock Holmes appears.
Oh, Arthur Conan Doyle. So Reichenbach Falls? No, that's not it. A novel instead of a short story. Is it the 7% solution?
No. You're on the right track, though.
8% solution. No?
Well, I should have predicted
this. Solution, this including this cocaine.
It involves a dog.
The Hound of the Baskervilles.
I was going to say Marley and Me. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Turner and Hooch, right?
No.
Grab 8 boxes of Kleenex for that movie. Just killed me.
The book makes you cry even more. Just letting you know.
I thought The Way We Were was
Old
sad.
Yeller.
No, well, the Kite Runner did that.
One more after we've completed this list of 4 pages of these. This has been awesome.
Wow.
The offing was barred by a black bank of clouds, and the tranquil waterway leading to the utmost ends of the earth flowed somber under an overcast sky, seemed to lead into the heart of an immense darkness.
Ooh. Heart of Darkness?
Heart of Darkness.
Heart of Darkness. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I figured that one would be good for the end.
Yikes.
Like, let's throw him a bone a little bit. You did pretty darn well on those. That's all I got to say. Everybody's very, very well
read. We
know
our classics.
You know?
They're all classics.
And we got the big joke out of the way because I knew I could have predicted that Dave was going to be like, the end.
Yeah, well, Finn, yeah. Or one of the two. Right. I mean,
Finny.
Oh yeah, thank you. Well, that's for the French novels.
Yes. I'm trying to think if, I mean, there are a lot of context clues there, but of all the books that I've read, there really isn't anything that I remember specifically about end lines, like except for that, would you have remembered any? Maybe
The Great Gatsby.
Yeah,
Great
yeah,
Gatsby. Few, maybe.
Well,
yeah.
Of all those, wind, Sidney, you know? Carton in
Charlotte was a giveaway.
That was the most obvious, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, so. The Harry Potter one was
Harry Potter.
The
scar.
Well, I thought Lion King, but you know, I was wrong.
Lion King.
Well, it's a different scar. That's all.
Absolutely. Also, not a novel.
Yet
could be a novel.
Yet.
You could make a graphic novel.
It's a Broadway
show. It has to be left as a movie with Jeremy Irons as Scar.
Don't you want to see Dave draw The Lion King as a graphic novel for Disney?
It's a great strain on his hands. He's going to do every
single
thing.
The Lion King.
I've done.
Live drawing. Now.
Oh my God.
A classic.
Some things become classics faster than others. I'm afraid the time has come for us to say goodbye, Heather.
Bye-bye.
Stephen.
Goodbye.
Danielle.
Adios.
Jim.
Farewell.
Mara.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
And Beth.
Bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.